Okay, so now we wanted to get into the cases that we were going to be discussing. The first case I wanted to talk about is the Supreme Court case that came down in 2017 that looked in detail at this exhaustion issue. So prior to 2017, courts in the different circuits were handling exhaustion very differently. There wasn't really a uniform approach to it. So the problem with the exhaustion under the IDEA is it's pretty clear that if a party has just an IDEA claim, that they can't go to federal court for it. But the problem is that there are a lot of cases that are tricky. They're not necessarily clear that what is being complained about is an IDEA case. So let's say, for instance, that you have a student who is in special education, but they have an injury at football practice, and they complain about the injury at football practice, meaning that they filed a general tort case. Well, the student's receiving special education. So does that mean that they have to go through the IDEA hearing process before they can go to a court to sue for the tort of getting injured at football practice? That wasn't entirely clear prior to 2017. It was pretty confusing as to what required exhaustion or what didn't. So the Supreme Court handed down an exhaustion case in 2017 called Frye versus Napoleon. So this case is actually very interesting. It involved disagreement over a service dog. The student had a service dog. It wasn't provided by the school. The parents independently had access to a service dog, and the service dog was working with this child. And the school did not want the service dog to come to school with the child. The school claimed that it could provide a free, appropriate public education to the child without the need for the service dog, and that the service dog would be disruptive to what they were trying to do. So the parents first filed a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights. So the Department of Education has its own Office of Civil Rights that parents can file complaints with. That's not part of the exhaustion process. It's just an independent avenue where students who are in special ed, students who are not in special ed, there's a lot of race discrimination claims filed with the Office of Civil Rights. There's also disability discrimination claims filed under Section 504 that can be filed with the Office of Civil Rights. And that's what the parents did in this case. They filed a complaint with their Office of Civil Rights, in this case, Ohio. So they filed a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights under the Department of Education, and they alleged discrimination under Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. And OCR agreed with the student's parents. They said that the school had illegally discriminated against the student by denying her an opportunity to bring the service dog. And the OCR found it irrelevant that the school district said we can provide FAPE without a service dog. The OCR, the Office of Civil Rights, said that doesn't matter in this case. What matters is that this child has a service dog. This is a child with a disability who wants to use a service dog. That's their preferred accommodation. And you've denied them that. And that is a violation of Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. So subsequently to that, the student's parents filed a federal lawsuit in federal district court under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and under Section 504. Just very, very briefly, Section 504 came 17 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act, and it was only applied to entities that received federal funds. ADA has three different titles, and under Title I and Title III, entities that are not receiving federal funds can be held liable under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act does apply to entities that receive federal funds. So that's just the general difference between those two and why they overlap quite a bit. But also the Americans with Disabilities Act greatly expanded the opportunities for people with disabilities. Both the federal district court and the Sixth Circuit said that because this case was educational in nature, the student needed to administratively exhaust under the IDEA before bringing a federal lawsuit under ADA and Section 504. So the student had not attempted to exhaust. They said, this is a Section 504 case and an ADA case. This is disability discrimination. This has nothing to do with special education. And therefore, I don't want to administratively exhaust under the IDEA. I want to go straight to federal court. The U.S. Supreme Court reversed those decisions and allowed the student's parents to proceed directly to federal court without the need to exhaust the administrative remedies. And as I said, the circuits were all over the place on what exhaustion looked like and what it required and whether cases were educational in nature. And there was a lot of confusion. So the Frye Court established firmly the principle that exhaustion was only required if a petitioner was alleging a denial of a FAPE, a denial of a free appropriate public education, If the petitioner is arguing that a school district has denied FAPE to the student, then the petitioner must exhaust their remedies by requesting an administrative due process hearing. And if that's not the claim, then exhaustion is not required. And so that was fairly, it was as straightforward a case on, or as straightforward a rule on exhaustion as could be offered, that if this concerns issues under the IDEA, then you have to administratively exhaust. If it doesn't, if it's a disability discrimination case, as this one was here, as they went to the Office of Civil Rights, which does not handle IDEA cases, they handle disability discrimination, racial discrimination, sex discrimination, those kinds of cases. And this is what the parties were claiming that they had. They were claiming this is not a FAPE issue. This is not a special education issue. This is purely a discrimination issue. And therefore, we want to proceed to federal court. And the Supreme Court said you can, that it's only if you're complaining about an IDEA issue, a special education issue, that you have to exhaust through the IDEA's administrative remedies.